no agreement at the state capitol about how to fix Detroit's schools.
And time is growing short as the possibility of a default looms.
But it's not Republicans versus Democrats on this one.
This is a showdown between Republicans.
Republicans.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
Big differences between House Republicans and Senate Republicans at the state capitol on what to do next about this intractable problem of how to fix the Detroit public schools.
Schools that have been under state emergency management for 7 years, and the deficit has only gotten worse.
Now it looks like the district could run out of money by the end of June.
The futures of thousands and thousands of Detroit school kids are on the line, not to mention schools will be a critical component of the city's turnaround.
A legacy issue for Governor Rick Snyder and Republicans in the legislature who've been running the show in Lansing for the past 6 years. They will be remembered for this, however it turns out.
And a lot of things have gone wrong with Detroit schools, and there are a lot of strong opinions about what needs to be done.
Complicated by the fact that Detroit teachers, frustrated by working conditions,
givebacks,
including loans that took thousands of dollars out of their salaries that were never paid back,
and now the prospect of payless paydays.
Unable by law to strike, teachers engaged in periodic sick-outs that closed most of the city schools.
Which just absolutely enraged House Republicans, who were already skeptical of a really delicately crafted bailout plan that had come earlier out of the state Senate.
Months in the making, bipartisan buy-in from Democrats in the Detroit delegation and buy-in from Detroiters is critical, because for this to succeed, they've got to believe in their school system.
Right, but the House Republicans scrapped that Senate effort. They adopted their own bailout plan that took aim at the teachers' union and at efforts to contain charter schools in the city.
A key difference. The Senate plan would allow an appointed commission to close low-performing schools.
That's both traditional public schools and the charters.
And that is anathema to charter backers, because the whole concept of charter schools is they fail or succeed based on the marketplace.
And charter schools have a lot of big backing from big Republican donors.
So the sick-outs gave the House Republicans clearance, basically, to jam through a package on party-line votes that gut the Senate compromise.
That would give the city some control over the proliferation of charters that also, of course, rob the district of per-student state payments and thus contribute to the overall deficit.
And the House Republican plan would also take a big bite out of the bargaining power of the Detroit Teachers Union.
So all of this leads to the question, can the House and Senate come together?
The Senate plan is a compromise. The House plan, more of a bargaining position. We'll see how this showdown plays out. Come together right
now over me. Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.